The community housing sector is ready and waiting to construct nearly 3,000 homes, but desperately needs public cash to get building. Housing providers have submitted their projects to the government in a bid to get investment through the shovel-ready infrastructure projects. Our housing reporter Eva Collette with the story.
Community housing groups provide around 14,000 homes across the country, and if they can get government money, they will be able to build another 3,000 more fast. Bev James chairs the Marlborough Sustainable Housing Trust. It focuses on affordable rentals for older people. The Trust has prepared three new sections of land in order to build shared rentals.
When we say shared rental, basically we've got three houses with four to five private ensuite studio units within each house with communal facilities, a shared kitchen, living, laundry facilities and so on.
The design, consent and preparation of the land is done. Now they need the money to build.
Different governments have had quite substantial roles in providing capital funding for community housing providers, and I'd really like to see some work done in that area because I think it would be a very viable way of getting new stock on the ground pretty quickly.
Ms James says if funding came through, these units could be built within 6 to 9 months. This is just one of the 83 projects Community Housing Aotearoa has gathered up to submit for fast-tracked consent and funding. Its chief executive, Scott Figginshaw, asked the sector what projects it had that needed investment and could contribute to affordable housing.
We've had 15 community housing providers come back across 15 regions in the country, together with one lender, as well as four private developers, and we've pulled together 83 projects totaling 2,986 homes with a total development cost of just over $1 billion.
Mr. Figginshaw says nearly 2,000 units could be built straight away because providers already own the land for 48 projects. He says about half of those projects already have building or resource consent, but they need the money to start work. As part of its response to COVID-19, the government says it's looking for shovel-ready infrastructure projects. Mr. Figginshaw says it makes sense for community housing to get some of that cash.
We've got a crisis that's been building for 30 years. Let's use the nimble approach that government has so well demonstrated and apply that also to making sure that we emerge as we rebuild our economy and we emerge with a place where we've also solved our housing crisis.
Mr. Figginshaw says the projects will also create jobs and support local business. Monte Cecilia Housing Trust is a community housing provider for families in Auckland. Its chief executive, Bernie Smith, says investment in community housing is well overdue.
I'm not hopeful that this government's going to step up. I mean, we have the promise in August, September last year, $400 million to community housing providers for shared equity home development for first homeowners. Where is that? That's still being bogged down in bureaucracy.
He says community housing providers could have built hundreds of homes over the last 3 years had there been proper investment.
Community housing providers put a lot of resource that they haven't got into developing these plans, buying land, and then we're just sitting waiting.
Bernie Smith says he wants more than just words from government and that it needs to give providers proper funding to help make a dent in the housing crisis. The government has indicated that housing projects will be prioritised alongside transport and environment projects. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Eva Collette tēnei.